And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And what a story Daniel Miller has. It's really an unbelievable story. And it's all in his new book, The Gifts of Acceptance. And it's a book with the ability to really and truly, all of us, look at our lives. And so, Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. It's nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your story. You were top in your class at UCLA Law School, went on to become a very successful real estate person, helping celebrities and other people with real estate, doing all of these amazing things. And you hit some walls. Tell us what happened.
I hit a lot of walls, but they didn't quite knock me out. It's just one after another. But the last one was I went in for was supposed to be a removal of a skin lesion on my nose, and I ended up losing half my nose because of skin cancer. Because I missed appointments because I was such a type A controller, and was so focused on everything that I didn't take care of myself. And that was the last wake-up call of a series that I relate in the book. And it was really at that point that I had relinquished the thing that I always felt most secure with, and that was control. I had no energy or will to continue fighting the demons. But when that happened, when I was able to do that, that type of surrender, my whole life changed, as I describe in the book. Where I started to go more with the ups and downs of life, not take things so seriously, trust that I would be able to take care of myself, as opposed to just trying to solve problems all the time. And so that led to my reducing this need to control, and my first book, Losing Control, Finding Serenity, is sort of based on that. But what I found, Frankie, is that the best antidote for relinquishing control is acceptance. When we accept people and things as they are, there is no need to control. We don't have to control.
Right. That's been
and
the
I
theme.
I started writing more about that on my blog.
Yeah, that's the theme, of course, as you know, from all of the anonymous groups. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage
that's
to change
correct.
The things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so
that's correct. And I have a chapter on the Serenity Prayer because I use that as my overall guide towards acceptance. And then I have more specific tools also that I get into. And one of which, for example, is we need to moderate our expectations of people and things. When we expect too much from people or things, we're not accepting of them. We're pushing them away. And with that, we lose connection with them. We lose intimacy. We lose trust with them. Another factor, what I learned, and by the way, these are through my own personal experiences on things that didn't work, as well as I interviewed a lot of people that struggled with acceptance issues, and I interviewed people that overcame really dire circumstances to find ways to live in acceptance. And I have those stories in my book too, but when you live in acceptance, you're also living in serenity. And that's mm-hmm. sort of one of the themes of the book as well.
Tell me, because many people listening to you can relate. You know, we go, and then of course when something physical happens, we stop and we're like, oh no, we can't continue anymore the way that we're going. We have to change something along the way. How has life been for you now that you've changed some of the things along the way? And what specifically have you had to change? What were the most radical changes?
Well, I've been very blessed, quite honestly, with good health. But obviously when I had the cancer surgery, I had to change my way of doing business for sure. And that transcended over to my personal affairs as well. But, you know, I'm 74 years old. I'll be 75. I'm very active in seniors tournaments. And I was a very pretty good singles player. But I kept injuring my back. but I wasn't, and then my groin muscles, and I wasn't accepting those at first. I wasn't willing to accept my limitations. And what I found, when we don't accept our limitations, they become worse. The situations exasperate. So I didn't accept one limitation. I was in the finals of a seniors tournament, and I didn't want to stop playing after I pulled a muscle. And because I didn't want to stop playing, I wasn't able to play for 5 months after that because I wasn't willing to accept that limitation. Now, you know, that's sort of a minor story, so to speak, but I have stories in the book that amazing. A mentor, a friend of mine who had suffered from different types of cancer and had one lung, and he could walk. He loved tennis, so he carried his oxygen tank on the back, and we actually hit the ball back and forth. So he knew his limitations, but he was able to live within the acceptance of that. And just hitting the ball a few times, a joy on his face. His Dr. George was his name. And he was just such a wise person to so many people. But it's a challenge. You know, that's why I talk about, it's easy to say, yes, we should accept this person, what they've done, or this situation. But it's harder to put into practice, and it takes practice. And what I found is it's incremental steps. We have to be satisfied with incremental steps towards acceptance, because the results, or I call the gifts, can be pretty profound, even with incremental steps.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving this message, because we all in life stumble. We all in life fight a lot of things, and you know, you kind of like wonder why.
And well, I think one of the reasons, well, at least in my own life, is fear.
Fear, yeah, you know, probably.
Fear is the acronym for fear that I liked is future events already ruined. FEAR. Future events already ruined. We speculate so much about what could happen, what might happen, and that takes us out of the moment, now the present, and acceptance lies in the moment. And let me just share, Frankie, what I mean by acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean that you're excusing or you're condoning, you're justifying what someone does, or that you're just being a doormat. What it means is you are recognizing the underlying reality of the situation. That's what I call the what is. It's the truth without all the makeup, so to speak. This even keeled, more detached type of acceptance that allows us to see the choices that we have, no matter what the circumstances. We do have choices, but we're not going to see or recognize or act upon those choices that are best for us unless we find some way to accept the situation or the person. It's challenging, yes, but I know in my own life, it can be done. I struggle with it daily. It's always a challenge, but I'm now more aware of it, and I have the tools to apply to the situations. And so a lot of that is what I write about, is, you know, that how-to part of it, because it is extremely challenging, because it's not so much of its fear, so much of its anger, so much of its resentment, and we have to find ways to effectively process those things.
You asked the question, is there such a thing as being too accepting?
I do ask that question, or when some people will come to me and will say, well, that's unacceptable. Isn't that unacceptable? And these could be horrendous stories of betrayal and things like that. And so, you know, my short answer, if it's unacceptable to you, it's unacceptable. But what I ask people, and what I write about, is to at least consider the choice of acceptance, because ultimately acceptance is a choice that we all have. We can either make it or not make it. And my book is aimed at encouraging people to make it. Now, it may not be right away. We may have all this anger and resentment that's built up that we got to work through. But when you're able to begin to accept these types of things, people, or situations, it frees us. You know, there's a story. stories I have, you know, about parental problems where children have gone through horrendous things with their parents, you know, or their siblings. But I believe until we can find some means of accepting, we're going to be tied down and burdened by them, whereas acceptance sort of frees us and lifts us from those situations.
We're almost out of time. So what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the books?
My book is available at Amazon, Apple iTunes, Barnes & Noble. I have an audio book for the first time, which I think is pretty good. I'm very pleased with it, at audible.com.
10 seconds.
On my website, Daniel A. Miller, I have about 70 articles.
We got to run. Thank you so much,
Thank
Daniel.
You.
And we'll be back.